Petula Martin is back now with the business.
Thanks, Joan. The global investment landscape looks set to enter a period of divergence as the return of a Trump administration in the US sets the tone for the year ahead. What does it all mean for investors? Here to discuss the investment outlook for 2025 is Leonie McCann, Head of Client Investment Solutions with Irish Life Investment Managers. Good morning.
Good morning, Petula.
Thank you very much for coming in to us. A second Trump administration will offer opportunities and challenges. Let's start on a positive note, I guess. Where are the standout opportunities?
Yeah, I think Trump policy absolutely will set the tone for next year, but it does bring lots of opportunities. So we've just published our outlook for 2025, and similar to what you said, we've actually titled it The Divergence Dilemma, because we see lots of opportunities, but divergence under the hood. So we expect to see positive, healthy global growth next year and further upside potential in markets. Under the hood, though, we do expect to see divergence across regions. So we see more opportunities in the US, and that's really led by that America First agenda, which I think will see continued US dominance as tax cuts and deregulation are positive for US companies. On the other hand, regions outside the US could be impacted by tariffs.
Tariffs. Is his bark worse than his bite? I mean, will the policies be more moderate than have been articulated by Mr. Trump?
I think his bark is worse than the bite. Will we see tariffs? Yes. Will we see tariffs at the levels that are being publicised, so that 10 to 20% on Europe, 60% on China? I don't think so. Trump is all about the art of the deal. He wrote a book on it. I think this is an opening gambit for negotiations, and we end up somewhere with tariffs, but lower than what's been publicised out there and what he campaigned with. And I do think there's some negotiation actually happening in the background right now. So I don't think tariffs will be as extreme as what we're hearing currently.
If they are quite high, though, on China, what will that mean from an investor's point of view?
So I think there are headwinds facing China. China has its own domestic issues right now, particularly in the property sector. Adding in potential for trade war and tariffs on top of that only exacerbates that. So I do think it is negative for China. Again, I don't think you'll see that 60% tariff, so not as extreme as what you're seeing. It also is to be seen what kind of retaliation or counteraction you see coming out from China. The government has announced some measures, but they've disappointed the market. I think they're waiting to see what gets negotiated with Trump and what we see there. But we would be more positive on US than China, just given that outlook.
How can investors strike the right balance in 2025?
So I think in 2025, we're going to be in an environment where there's greater polarisation in terms of political and economic policy globally. With that comes more volatility. So I think we're going to see more volatility in markets than maybe we have in the last couple of years. And in order to navigate that, I think it becomes increasingly important for investors to maintain a longer term focus to help see through some of that market noise, but importantly, maintain a diversified approach. So not relying on one single region or one single asset class, being diversified and trying to manage those risks.
We just had a general election here. Ireland bucked the trend of the anti-incumbent movement. Does that affect the narrative for investors here, or is it all about the global picture?
From an investment perspective, it is all about the global picture and having that global focus. I think what will be interesting for Ireland from an investment perspective is how does that impact foreign direct investment here? Understandably, there's some uncertainty what that means. I think from an FDI perspective, US multinational companies have been deeply embedded in Irish society and the companies here for many decades. I think that continues. They've taken a long-term view here. Why? That's been underpinned by desire to access the European market, have an English-speaking country to do that through, and also access to a young and highly educated workforce. All that still stands, so I see that continuing. It could impact short-term decisions, but I think that longer-term rationale for FDI in Ireland remains intact.
Leonie McCann of Irish Life Investment Managers, thank you very much for those insights and for coming in this morning.